Well, hi there. Thanks so much for choosing to listen to the Monu Pubcast. In this episode, we're going to explain a little why you're seeing the ads that you do on your site. This may be a straightforward concept to some of our publishers, but we do get regular questions and requests that reflect that some may not clearly understand how this works.
That's right. So let me start by explaining a little bit about how the ads on your site work.
Please.
We partner with ad providers to give them access to top quality sites like yours. In short, we at Monumetric do not choose or provide the actual ads you or your traffic sees. These impressions are generated by the ad companies that win the bids for the different ad placements on your site. And in turn, the actual image is selected based on the individual's viewing, search, shopping, and even geographical location.
Absolutely. Let's just say that one more time for the people in the back.
Yep. The actual ad image or the creative is selected based on the reader, the individual behind the screen, their search, viewing, geolocation, and even shopping history. This is why the actual ads you see when bringing up your site are not identical to the ones your users may see. The placement and layout are the same, but the actual ad image may not be.
For example, I am a massive fan of Disney World, Amazon, musicals, chocolate, and all things toddler related since I have one. If I'm on your site and ad companies that represent those companies or have campaigns for those related topics, they would bid more heavily to show me those ads. Thus, in turn, it may cause me to see three Disney ads per page, or another viewer with completely different viewing or search history may never see those same ads. This is why when you are seeing many ads for an item you don't like, it does not, again, it does not mean that all of your viewers are seeing that same exact ad. You are seeing it based on the viewing, search history, and possible shopping history of your device. They may never see that same ad at all. This is especially important to understand in the months of Q4 when not only are more people spending time on their digital devices due to the colder weather, but the holiday season brings more browsing, online shopping, etc., and this will have a direct effect on the ads that your users are seeing on your site.
Exactly. Due to the same reason, we at Monumetric do not have the ability to request specific ads to be shown on your site.
Yep.
We can only block unwanted ads. Mm-hmm. Our standard setup is pretty clean. No alcohol, tobacco, games, or politics.
Nope.
However, we do have the ability to further filter content to meet the expectation of each publisher, and if they arise, we will be glad to make sure to block your requests where available. But to be completely clear, due to the nature of programmatic ads, not every provider has the capability to block by brand. But where it is possible, we will always happily take care of it for you.
Absolutely. Another item that we find can cause concern with our publishers is when all of a sudden your ads aren't loading for you, or you're seeing a blank ad space. Panic sets in big time. Where did my ads go? What is happening? What is very probably happening in the majority of these situations is a frequency cap.
Yep. So what a frequency cap does is limit the number of ads one particular advertiser can buy given in a time period. This lets advertisers buy ads on your site confidently, knowing that they will not be spending their budget on the same people over and over. Because you, as the publisher, are most likely on your site more than any other reader, you're hitting those frequency caps quickly. Once a frequency cap is hit, the ad placements will take longer to fill as fewer advertisers are interested in buying an ad for somebody they already have exhausted their budgets on.
Yes.
So basically, they have already shown you all the ads they're interested in spending money to show you, so they aren't bidding to show you anymore.
Nope, they're not going to pay to show you more because they've already shown you everything.
Yeah.
So once again, the panic for this isn't necessary. This isn't happening for everyone on your site.
No.
When your users visit your site, all the ads are loading quickly and are monetizing your page just as they should.
Yep.
Always feel free to check your site from another device, one that you're not constantly checking your page with, and reach out to us. We're here to help you avoid the panic and reassure you that things are functioning exactly the way they should and make sure that they are.
Yep, absolutely. One extra side note when it comes to blocking ads, please be aware that blocking major companies or categories can have repercussions on ad revenue.
Yes.
We obviously want to block categories that are offensive or possibly even contrary to what your site supports, but removing major ad companies from bidding will, of course, directly reflect in revenue.
Seriously.
If performance does decrease after sending us a request of this nature, keep in mind that that may be why.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you also just need to understand that even when we set rules and filters accordingly, that some advertisers elect to not play by the rules.
Yeah.
And will miscategorize an ad to gain more exposure on purpose. It's sneaky and underhanded, but they're out to get seen by people to make themselves money and are willing to not follow the rules to do it.
Yeah.
Believe me, we hate this just as much as you do. And when we encounter this, we always try our best to track down the culprit, disable them, but it can take a little while to find them throughout all the exchanges. And sometimes the reality is, in this industry, we're just not able to track down all the offenders.
Right.
We only ask that in those situations, you remember to be patient with us, because this industry is far from perfect and we have to work around the shortcomings.
Yep. So we really hope that this has cleared up any questions or confusions for our publishers. We feel like it's always important to understand what's happening behind the scenes to just more clearly know how to best handle your site and what you can expect around that. So from all of us here at Monumetric to all of you out there rocking your websites, thanks again for taking time to listen to the Monu Pubcast.
Helping you pursue your passions profitably.
Hello, welcome to the Monumetric Podcast.